Every cattleman needs good fences to keep the herd from roaming free. Joe Jeffrey has seen many miles of those fences, and he began to notice something unusual. People will use just about anything to keep the wire up and the cattle in. Who knew it would end up becoming a new career for Joe? The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. My31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Joe Jeffrey got his DVM degree in 1960 from Colorado State University. He never owned a practice, but ran a 750-cow ranch, plus a feedlot and other farming.
The other veterinarians found out that I'm sitting out here. So during my slow time, the veterinarians say, would you come help me? Would you come help me?
He's worked for 8 different vets and been sent to farms and ranches in a 100-mile radius of Lexington, Nebraska.
The veterinarians would send me out there to places they didn't want to go. And once I got there, I realized why. The facilities were not the best. And so I start taking a camera with me, and I start filming fence posts. So I have about 700 slides on what farmers use to hang barbed wire on.
People's first reaction is often, a program about fence posts sounds kind of boring. Not with Joe Jeffrey and his pictures.
Then I got talking about outhouses, because that's what part of my rural heritage. Now we're on mailboxes, so I became an entertainer because they sent me out, and I had to be an entertainer to survive some of those facilities.
He's spoken in many states and even foreign countries. He's developed an eye for finding the unusual fence posts all over the country.
I drive along and say, well, there's a mowing machine sickle bar, uses the fence posts. Now, why did he do that? Well, our ranch has 52 miles of fence on it. I got on a Honda with a camera. I didn't realize how many unique fence posts that great-granddad, because he didn't spend any money on anything except more land. So if there was a buggy part, a windmill part, a wagon part, car part, anything that would hold up the fence, that's what got used, and that's where I've been going.
It's an interesting look at what most people never gave a second glance. Traveling the countryside in Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.